Clear Out West Radio Show can be heard by thousands of people at any given time via radio or the World Wide Web, so why not advertise your product or service right here on Cal Radio? To become part of the Clear Out West advertising family, drop us a line at cowboys@clearoutwest.com or give us a buzz at 307-360-8776. Then you'll be partnered up with the fastest growing radio show of its kind. Enjoy the ride.
Hi there, this is Jacqueline, Andy Nelson's wife. For years now, you have been hearing our son Will tell about how fun it is to travel with Dad, order pizza, and swim in hotel swimming pools. Well, now our kids are grown up and have moved away, and Andy is spending more time at home. He likes to cook but doesn't do dishes. He and his dog track up the kitchen, and now he's decorating the house with horseshoe art. He is a dandy cowboy poet and humorist, but a lousy interior decorator. So give Andy a call at 307-360-8776 or email him from his website, cowpokepoet.com. Let's get him scheduled to perform at your next event. It works out great for all of us. You'll enjoy some outstanding entertainment. I'll get Andy out from underfoot, and we'll all have a fun weekend.
Well, by golly, we made it all the way back from the two hole.
Give me a minute.
You're going to have to give me a minute on this one. Yeah. How about some poetry?
Oh, yes, let's.
Yeah, our good buddy, friend, pal, Yvonne Holland.
Yeah.
Riding along with us this week, and she is exactly what we're talking about. Just a minute or two.
I was doing breakfast dishes, had a dirty floor to scrub, then tidy up the house. For that night, I hosted club. I had started doing laundry and had lots of that to do when he hollered, "Could you help me? It'll take just a minute or two." Now, I've been down that road before, but I told him that I'd go, even though his minute or two can sometimes be an hour or so. He said he'd left a tractor in a field he'd like to get, but little did I know this would be his longest minute yet. We got into the pickup, but the darn thing wouldn't start. I should have checked out then and there, but I didn't have the heart. He got some jumper cables so we'd soon be on our way, but if luck was on our side, it was on the wrong side on that day. We finally got it started, stopped and got a pail of grain so he could feed some horses that were pastured down the lane. Well, they were down the lane all right, but not where they should be. So we had to fix a broken gate. That's what had set them free. Well, we got them in their pasture when we noticed one was lame. A fresh and nasty wire cut was obviously to blame. We went back for a trailer and loaded up this pet, then headed into town to take old Dobbin to the vet. It only took an hour for the vet to treat the cut. He had to clean it out real good before he could stitch it shut. We loaded up the horse and soon were headed on our way, but this minute's worth of helping him turned into half a day. We'd stopped and got the tractor, put old Dobbin in a pen, and finally back inside my house to start to clean again. The best laid plans of man and beast can sometimes go astray, and living on a ranch, that happens almost every day. When he says he's got a job to do and says it won't take long, and he's needing me to help him, things are bound to turn out wrong. But the next time that I need some help, I know just what I'll do. I'll smile and I'll assure him. It'll just take a minute or two.
Yeah, and sometimes that just a minute turns into an hour.
That, you know, brings back memories.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, Dad, you know, we're done shoeing. We're standing around. We're drinking.
Yeah.
We're drinking beer.
Yeah.
And I'm amped up. I'm ready to go. Let's let's go home. Let's go do something.
Right.
Dad.
Let's go.
Come on. In a minute.
Just a minute.
In a minute.
Give me a minute.
Yeah. Hours later.
Dad's minutes.
Oh yeah.
My heaven's sakes.
Yeah. Yeah. It usually went all afternoon.
Yeah.
You know, depending on the situation.
Yep.
It was 4 or 5 hours later.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
in a minute.
That's a true story. Yeah. Give me a minute.
Just give me
all a minute. Right. There you go.
Yeah. We'll all go right. In a minute.
Here's your minute.
Yeah.
I got your minute.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's like a cowboy mile, right?
Oh, my goodness sakes.
What's a cowboy mile?
For heaven's
sake. Oh, goodness.
Goodness sakes, yeah. True story. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the stories that came to mind too was when you and I were underneath all those Lonnie Mantle horses out to your place. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the best bronc ride I ever
saw. Best bronc ride we've ever seen.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
She cheated.
She did. She cheated.
Yeah. She got her bra hooked over the saddle horn. Yeah. Yeah.
But we didn't give her a minute, though, did we?
No, we didn't. I think we were gentlemen. I think we made sure
we did all right.
I think we made sure she wasn't hurt.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Before we started laughing.
And the boyfriend, I think, is still scared.
I know he's scarred. scarred for life. You know, but by gosh, I mean, she jumped up and adjusted herself and got right back on that old horse and just raked some fur, and you bet.
By golly, this will be a good dude horse.
Yeah. There you, I'm going to make you a dude horse. Yeah.
Yeah. And best bronc ride ever.
Darn good. Good one.
Yeah.
But we had to give her a minute. Then we started
We
laughing.
Had to take a minute.
Well, we had to take a minute. Yes. And then right. You know, I'm just because we're getting old. I'm getting old. You're getting old. Everybody's getting old.
Yeah. That's
as long
the
as
plan.
You're still having birthdays, that's a good thing.
Yeah,
right.
That's all part of the plan.
It doesn't take much for me to go down anymore.
No.
My gosh.
No.
I got an old Miller welding machine that has 100 feet of lead, you know, so I can get to where
Rich
I need to
get. To where
get.
You need
yeah,
to go.
Right, yeah. Man, oh, man, I got my feet tangled up in those leads, and I went down. I hit my shoulder, and I knew I had just busted something, but I had to take a minute.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to go be a ring man at a horse sale that day. So I took some pain pills. Me and pain pills don't get along
Not so good.
I got sick.
Yeah.
So there I am. I'm hurting. I'm puking. You got to give me a minute here.
Just give me a minute.
Right, yeah. Well, we need to go to our last song
here. Oh, really?
Sons and Brothers are riding along with us. This one belongs to me.
10 years old and trending. As I face that angry man, a broken window, my baseball in his hand. I wanted so to run and hide. My dad came to my side. He told the man we'd fix it right away. And ruffling up my hair, he went on to say, this one belongs to me. He's mine, you see. No, he's in a little trouble. I'm proud as I can be. This one belongs to me. He's a part. Now tend to him till he's gone. This one belongs to me.
Somehow I grew up and made it through those teenage years. Every time I stumble, his hand was always near. I know I caused a lot of pain, always out there raising Cain. One night, too ashamed to face him, I snuck in. And on his knees I overheard him say again,
this one belongs to me. He's mine, you see. Though he's in a little trouble, I'm proud as I can be. This one belongs to me. He's a part of me, and I tend to him until he's gone.
this one belongs to me. Better years slipped by me. I got the call, his health turned poor. He battled hard. Old age just won the war. I found him at the county hall. He was scared and all alone. And I held that gentleman there in my arms. As I left, I told the orderly in charge, this one belongs to me. He's mine, you see. And though he's in a little trouble, I'm proud as I can be. This one belongs to me. Tend to him until he's gone. This one belongs to me. Yes, I'll tend to him until he's gone. This one belongs to me.
That signals the end of another Clear Out West radio show.
Wait, give me a minute.
I know, I teach. Hold on a second, I'm trying to remember.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Where
am I?
Where are I?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just give me a minute.
Just give me a minute.
Yeah, I periodically, when I'm around friends or some such like that, we're at a gathering and they're reminded of one of my poems or something to that effect. And they say, well, tell that story, tell that poem.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, how old am I now? I don't know if I can remember that. You're going to have to give me a minute.
Give me a minute, see if I can remember.
And we'll see if that comes back up, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like Jeff Foxworthy.
I used to could. Yeah.
If you give me a minute, I might could again.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right? Yeah.
My motto. That is my motto. My mantra.
What's a motto? I don't know. What's a motto with you? Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. No, you're just going to have to give me a minute.
Yeah. And like I said in the starting, you know, a lot of conflict could be solved with, give me a minute.
Just take a minute.
Just give me a
give
minute.
Give me a minute or take a minute.
And mm-hmm. just because you can mm-hmm. doesn't mean you should.
You should. True story. True story. Yeah. And a lot of these wrecks that you have, you do have to take inventory.
Oh, yeah.
I remember cutting firewood one time, and I reached down there with a running chainsaw, and it grabbed a loose piece of wood.
Ooh.
Flipped it right into my knee, bent my old knee backwards, you know, and I'm laying there in a heap.
in a pile of slash.
My family is asking, what can we do for you? Here, let me help you up. No, don't
just
help me.
Just a minute.
Just give me a minute.
I
can't say on the air actually what I said.
No, you cannot.
And it wasn't bad words. It was just that I used some colorful a colorful explanation as to what had just
happened. What had just happened, yes.
Yeah. So anyway, when we're done here, I'll tell you about it.
And quit yelling.
Don't
yell at me.
Don't yell at me.
I'm not yelling. I'm speaking in a voice you can understand.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, folks, want to stay tuned for
next week? Oh, man, this is going to be a good one.
The annual Dad Joke Show.
Dad Joke Show.
So stay tuned.
Oh, my favorite.
And folks, we want to thank you for taking us into your homes and into your feed trucks. And always remember,
don't stand behind a coughing milk cow.
Oh, yeah. Just give me a minute.
Don't give me a minute of that.